I'm Wally DeLow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dave Dagenaugh, the artistic director with the Superior Arts Youth Theater, and Amelia Bishop, one of the actors in their latest production, which is Disney's The Lion King Jr. Here's more on the production with Amelia Bishop and Dave Dagenaugh.
We are currently in the final rehearsal stages, and we open this weekend at Forest Roberts Theater. It is a big, beautiful production. I can't say enough about the student talent in the show and how marvelous the show is.
So it's the well-known Lion King story, but I'm sure a few little things that you're putting on it with some of the local talent to give it a little bit of a flair.
Right. This is an adaptation, a very appropriate adaptation for young actors, singers, and dancers of the Broadway version of The Lion King. And I don't like to say scaled back because it has all of the elements of the wonderful Broadway production, which just celebrated 19 years on Broadway, and it's still one of the hardest tickets to get. Mm-hmm. And it's really great that our youth can experience this wonderful show, and the whole theme of the circle of life is so wonderful.
Forest Roberts Theater, so that's a full-on good location to do it.
Absolutely. We have a very large cast, and it's a very big technical show. We have very large moving pieces of scenery, and the Forest Roberts Theater is really the only venue in the area that can accommodate that.
The Broadway version of this is kind of known for having pretty elaborate, you know, at least interpretive kind of costuming and scene work to make it visually very interesting. Does that carry over into this?
Absolutely. We have beautiful masks and headpieces. There's puppetry involved. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the kids are playing different animals. And it's really, really great to explore the physicality of staging a big production like this.
Well, speaking of some of the kids involved, Amelia Bishop is in the studio with us this morning. She's one of the actors in the production of The Lion King Jr. Amelia, tell me a little bit about your character. Who are you portraying?
I am playing Nala, and she is a brave and sassy lioness who is Simba's girlfriend.
What's it been like to do this? I mean, tell me a little bit about some of the fun you're having with it.
It's been really fun. I love doing theater and getting this part. It was a big role and a challenge, but a fun challenge.
Big production, though, so kind of it's a lot for you to worry about, isn't it? How's it going?
It's going really well. There's a lot of rehearsals, but they're all really fun.
It sounds like it's a great example, Dave, of just how the kids are coming together, making sure that even though the production may be big and daunting, they're willing to jump in with both feet.
Absolutely, and everyone involved in the production is equally as important as the lead characters.
Walt Lindell in the studio this morning with Dave Dagenaugh. He is artistic director with the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Amelia Bishop is also with us in the studios this morning. She's one of the actors in the production of Disney's The Lion King Jr. that's being put on by the Superior Arts Youth Theater. Amelia, tell me a little bit about this. I mean, you say you have an interest in doing theater. Why? What's fun about doing theater for you?
The fun thing about doing theater, I get to be someone else for a little while. I get to be with a bunch of other talented kids who love doing theater as well. And it's just a really neat way to express yourself.
What's it been like with working, like as Dave was saying, there's a big cast for this. There's a lot of other kids in it. How's that been for you? Tell me about it.
It's fun. Some of the rehearsals are smaller groups. Some of them are full cast. And so it's a lot of kids in a smaller space, but it's still really, really fun.
Tell me, have you done theater before? Is this one of your first productions, or have you been in other ones? What have you done?
I've been doing theater since I was 3 years old.
Oh, so it's a veteran. She's a veteran.
Yeah. She's a pro.
So, and how's this one compare in terms of a production? What do you like about this one in terms of some of the other ones?
Well, this is a special production because Dave is our new director. It's our first play with Dave is our director because our old director, Nikki, has mm-hmm. moved. So it's an exciting new thing.
The kids are welcoming you. The old pros, Dave, they're saying that, you know, welcome, I guess, apparently. Hey?
They are. You know, everyone has been great. The artistic staff and, you know, the parent helpers and the community volunteers and the actors, singers and dancers themselves have been so welcoming to me. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a great transition.
Great production to come in with, too. I mean, you might as well come out swinging for the cheap seats, as they say.
Absolutely. It's been great to jump into such a wonderful program. And then this show was chosen already before I even took the job. Mm-hmm. So it was really kind of easy to just jump right into it.
So let's give them all the details, Dave. When and where, how do folks get tickets? Because I understand they're going pretty quick.
They are going quickly, and I encourage everybody who's interested in seeing the show to get a hold of some tickets right away. We are playing this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Forrest Roberts Theater. Friday, we have one show at 7 o'clock. Saturday, we have two shows at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m., and also on Sunday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Special note that we have recently added the Sunday at 7 o'clock show, so there are lots and lots of tickets ready for still available for that one. Mm-hmm. But the other ones, there are still some tickets available. They're available on the NMU Easy Ticket website, www.nmu.edu/tickets, and you can also buy them in person at the Barry Event Center, Superior Dome, NMU Bookstore, and the Forrest Roberts Theater.
That's the comments of Dave Dajana, Artistic Director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater, and Amelia Bishop, one of the actors in their production of Disney's The Lion King Jr. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.